Will you join me now as we go to our Bible, our pew Bible, and on page 630 in the Hebrew book, we'll read Isaiah 42, 1 through 9. Or if you want to be in the large print Bible, it's found on page 820. Here is my servant, whom I behold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and a spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, and from the prison those who are in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. Thus ends the reading. The word of God for the people of God. Let us open also now, go to our Methodist hymnal on page 761, where we will read responsively Psalm 29. Okay. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Zion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as a ruler forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. It can be found on page 121 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible, or on page 157 in the large print Bible. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Many of you were gentle enough not to tell me that I'd put the wrong page number, but I'll admit it. Turns out it's on page 3 of your New Testament in the Pew Bible. And if you're reading the large print edition, you'll find it also on page 3 in the New Testament. This is the story of the day. So hear these words. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think that my baptism was much like what happened when Jesus was baptized. Frankly, I don't remember anything at all about that special event because, like most of us, I was baptized as an infant. To the best of my knowledge, there weren't even any photos taken of my baptism. But Jesus' baptism, on the other hand, was faithfully recorded in all four of the Gospels of the Holy Bible. And I think it's safe to say that there never was such an important and monumental baptism in all of human history, and there probably will never be a baptism to top it. Listen again to that amazing description. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The heavens opened, and God anointed Jesus with water and with the Holy Spirit and with divine power. God professed God's absolute love for the Son in order to send Jesus on his mission in life, that is, to proclaim repentance of sin and the coming kingdom of God. We hear echoes of this same message in these other Bible passages today. From Isaiah, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my Spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations." And then from Acts, that message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And finally, from further on in the same reading from Acts, Jesus commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Yeah, it was a very big deal when Jesus was baptized. But you know what? I was wrong when I said that my baptism wasn't much like Jesus' baptism. And frankly, my baptism and your baptism was a lot like his baptism. And your baptism was also a very big deal. That's the point of today's worship service, to celebrate Jesus' baptism and to celebrate your baptism. When you were baptized, the church was recognizing something that had already taken place. God had already committed God's immense love to you and promised to be with you always. This is exactly what John Wesley had in mind when he talked about prevenient grace. Even before you had any realization or understanding of God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit, God had already claimed you. When you were baptized, a voice from heaven said, "This is my child, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And the simple truth of it is this: God loves you unconditionally and absolutely, and more than you will probably ever fully comprehend. God loves you and asks you to accept that divine love and to respond accordingly. My friends, I pray that each of us will listen this day and be mindful each moment of the meaning and the magnitude and the magnificence of God's love. Thanks be to God. Amen.